with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The latest round of Ukraine peace talks took place against the backdrop of a Ukrainian drone strike that destroyed more than 40 Russian military planes deep inside Russia.
Ukraine has become frustrated with the sense that Washington, its approach is driven by the notion that somehow Ukraine is losing the war. Well, what Ukraine did yesterday was to show that even though there is this still enormous numerical disadvantage between the Russian and Ukrainian forces, Ukraine still has cards to play, as Donald Trump might have put it during that famous meeting in the Oval Office a few weeks back. So essentially what Ukraine is saying is, look, we're still interested in talking about peace, but we're doing this from a position of strength.
The BBC's Paul Adams reporting from Kyiv. The White House said late Sunday that the suspect arrested in connection to the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, is an illegal alien who overstayed his visa. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller said in a statement on X, quote, a terror attack was committed in Boulder, Colorado by an illegal alien. Miller continued, he was granted a tourist visa by the Biden administration, and then he illegally overstayed that visa. In response, the Biden administration gave him a work permit. FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark Michalek said in an evening press conference Sunday that the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower and incendiary devices to attack the victims and was heard to yell Free Palestine during the attack. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The suspect told police he researched and specifically targeted what he described as a Zionist group. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 35 points, the Nasdaq rose 128, the S&P advanced 24 points. This is SRN News. Atheist groups are preparing a lawsuit.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and several other groups say they will sue the state of Texas over its new statute requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments in public schools. Several other states have similar laws, and atheists have succeeded in tying them up in court. The Texas legislation would require that a copy of the commandments be posted in every classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several foundations have donated $1.5 million to help rebuild a historic black church gutted by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis had been undergoing a years-long renovation when someone intentionally set a fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything but parts of the facade. Before the fire, the Romanesque Revival Church was in the midst of a $25 million restoration project. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted closer to records coming off their stellar May. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%, the Dow edged up 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. Each of the indexes had dropped nearly 1% in the morning following some discouraging updates on U.S. manufacturing. But stocks rallied back as the day progressed, and gains for a few influential big tech stocks helped the S&P 500 to rise, even though the majority of the stocks within it weakened. Oil prices rallied while Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. The Dow was up 35 points today to close at 42,305. The Nasdaq gained 128 to 19,242. The S&P 500 adding 24 points to 5,935. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.